Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's June 27th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here as always with my co-host, the one, the only, Antoine Bergeron. It's been a while, so I kind of felt the need.
Yeah, you didn't went overboard this time. The one and only might be a presumptuous, maybe. Is it presumptuous the right word? No. A bit pompous? Sure.
Yeah. Pompous?
Overstated.
You're the only Antoine Bergeron I know, so.
Okay.
There you go. Couldn't resist. Sorry. All right. We got a pretty good list this week. We cut it down a lot, or Antoine cut it down a lot. You know, I really should restate that Antoine does all the work for this. I do the 10 minutes of editing to put it together, and I read the list with him and go through it. Antoine, this is 100% Antoine's production, this show. So, he's the one that comes up with all the hard work and does all the editing and trims it all down to make it something reasonably long as opposed to 3 hours of this new mini came out this week and that new mini came out this week. So, thanks, Antoine. I appreciate it.
Oh. It's also, one thing I find funny is it's picks of stuff I like. So, if you were doing it, or Steve, or Yom was doing it, the list would probably be different. So, I try to don't have too much of an impact on the session, but it's sure there is one.
Well, that's always a bias, right?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I find stuff every week that I like in what you pick, so you can't be that bad. Our tastes are probably not that different.
Yeah, I think there's that.
All right. Well, let's start the show then. And as always, we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding choices. And first up this week is Wargame exclusive, Cypheria the Fallen.
So if the name doesn't give it away, this is a female version of Cypher the Fallen for the Fallen in 40K. So the secessionists of the Dark Angels. The ones that are away in the Eye of Terror.
Yeah, and this is a gorgeous take on this model. I mean, now this is Wargame exclusive, so she is scantily clad, because that's kind of what they do.
Well, it's a mix of scantily clad and heavily armored.
Well,
so she has a power armor, but there's just no front to it. All the rest is there.
She's got the power armor bikini, basically, going on. And it is amazingly detailed. I love the little details on the backpack, the skeleton strapped to the backpack. I think it's awesome. The sword details are great. I think they really outdid themselves on this.
Yeah, their casting seems so sharp, and their quality of details. We really need to get some of their minis and be able to judge them for real. Limos, like we talked, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, I wish. I wish I could justify spending $60 on a limousine for my Inquisitor. Well, it does need a transport.
Yeah. Anyway, nice way to pimp his ride.
Yeah, pimp your ride. Pimp your rhino. Yeah, so it's a very cool model. Like everything they do, it's got their style to it, but it's super detailed, really nice. And at €14.99, can't really go wrong. That's less than the plastic models from GW. By a lot, even.
And right, comes the base.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that would be at least another $15 from GW just for a base. No, but seriously, GW single plastic model is likely $35 in a blister, $35 to $40. So this is a good price for what it is. So people should check it out. And if you don't like Cypher, there's tons of other cool models on there to take a look at. All right. Next up, Knight Models, new releases.
So it's all stuff for their DC universe now that they no longer have Marvel and don't yet have Harry Potter. So first up, we have the Wonder Woman, the one from the movie version. So for board game, for either DC or the Batman miniature game. So she is mounted on a horse, like in the movie. After that, we have the a box set of the Amazon of Themyscira.
Yep.
Yeah. So coming with Hippolyta and Three Warriors. After that, we have the Martian Manhunter for the DC Universe game, a version with pens. The Doctor Fate.
Sorry, the way you said that. Anyway, yes.
Well, yes, doesn't Dr. he Fate. Often come with just,
he's, just yeah, briefs? I think he's got just the superhero type. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Speedo.
Yeah, yeah, the Speedo in boots and cape. That I always find that funny. Speedo boots and cloak. That's a strange look. And lastly, we also have another new box set, the Parliaments of Halls. So this is the second box set for the Court of Halls. Really again, nice minis.
Yeah, so nice. Like, they capture... Night Models really does a fantastic job capturing the comic book look and feel. I can't say enough good things about their sculpting. Yeah, it's just very well done. All right. Next up, Siren Miniatures. Kalu and Takael?
I have no idea. That we'll go sounds with Kalu right.
And Takael. Yeah.
That sounds right. So this Siren Miniature have a style of their own. They are really hyper detailed, but really exaggerated, kind of cartoony. So those are two elves of swordsmen with giant over complex swords and giant armor, giant cloak. Everything is exaggerated on them, I could say. The detail level is really nice.
Yeah, they're really an interesting look. Yeah. Does Siren have a game that they're producing miniatures for? Or is it just boutique?
I think it's just boutique miniatures.
Okay.
For now, at least.
I mean, it's definitely a unique look. Yeah, I don't know. And I think the mileage may vary in terms of whether or not the style is for you.
Yeah. Not everything is.
And I don't particularly care for the style, but I can certainly say the miniatures are well crafted.
Mm-hmm.
And for a pair, they're what, on 32 mils?
Yep. The link we provided is a bundle, but you can also get them separately.
Yeah, 45 euros for the bundle is pretty pricey, I think. But I guess for resin 32 millimeter models.
They also have giant backpacks with flags.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of material there, so it's probably what adds to the price.
They're not super tiny elves. They are pretty bulky.
Yeah.
They have more of a look similar to the Retribution of Syrah with super bulky armor.
Yeah, but there's more pictures tech. Further down.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, those flags are a little ridiculous. Just throwing that out there. Super stylized. Super, super stylized. They kind of make me think of Retribution mixed with, like, Rackham.
Yep. It's a really good description of the style.
That's what makes me think of. Cool models. 25 euros a piece, 45 for the bundle, so... There you have it. What's next in line? Norsgaard, Black Fang number 2.
So this is one of the orc for Norsgaard, the game. The orcs are kind of a religious guardian order. So they look like giant Templars warrior, but with more of a savage look.
I was going to say, this is the game where the orcs aren't the bad guys, right? That's the claim to fame.
Yeah. Exactly. He still doesn't look the most civilized model.
No. Characters I've ever civilized. Seen. Civilized. I said they weren't bad guys.
Yeah, but they have a really nice look, I find. It's a really different take on Greenskins, and I like it a lot. So this one is only renders. We don't see... cast, but it gives that a pretty good idea.
Yeah, and 18 US. It's looks to be a fairly big model since that's on a 40 millimeter base.
Yeah,
looks like it's a good size. That's probably a reasonable price for a model that size. Worth checking out if you like orcs and want something different. All right, next up. A company we haven't heard from in a while, Spartan Games. New Dystopian Wars 2-player starter.
So this is a new starter set, a naval starter set. Introducing the Dominion of Canada Naval Force. They already had existing ground force that were incorporated as allies for the Kingdom of Britannia. So they now have a naval starter and also extra ships, because I know in the starter you have a bunch of ships, but they also have released a battleship for them that's not included there. The second faction is the Scandinavian Teutonic Order. Also a naval force, so it's a naval two-player starter. And it comes with the new 2.5 core rulebook, soft version. And depending on when you pre-order, because it's on pre-order right now, you get either an upgrade to your rulebook, or you can get free models. So the quicker you do get it, the more free stuff you get on top of the starter itself.
Yeah, and Spartan has always had a neat take on models. Like, I've always liked the look of their stuff. It's just not necessarily easy to find people that sell it. So, with free shipping on orders over 100 pounds, starter 70, you add a little bit more to expand your forces, and you're there. You get free shipping. It's not a bad deal for what it is, either. I mean, 70 pounds is going to translate to about $100, so it's about the price of a two-player starter here for everything else.
If I'm not mistaken, the shipping is pretty cheap too. It's probably £10.
Especially to Canada.
Starter. Yeah.
Generally, Britain to Canada is quite affordable. And it's interesting. Out of curiosity, are the 2.5 rules available for download yet?
I don't know. I haven't looked out.
Might be worth checking into.
Yes. All right. We have talked about that game so often. We need to play it.
Back to the news. Fenris Games, Speltoads starter set.
Yes. That's my favorite release of the whole week. So this is a bunch of toads in closings, because they are transformed adventurers.
Tim the Enchanter. Nice.
So you have a soldier toad, a wizard toad, a sports ball toad, a rogue, star pirate, Tim the Enchanter, a spy, a zombie, a vampire, more generic frogs, and even some tiny frogs too. I love that release.
I just realized the star pirate is Marnius Kalgar.
And one of the things I really like about that big picture is that it's series one, so there are more to come.
No, they are cute though. I always like these odd kind of, you know, side production things you find. I can always count on you to find something. Where's Fenris Games located?
They're in pounds, their price on the website, so they're probably somewhere in the UK.
UK? Yeah. That makes sense. Look at you using logic. Which I think, have we ever talked about them before?
The name Fenris, says something to me. They had, mushrooms.
Oh, right, right.
A mushroom set? People, really, just mushroom terrain, I think. But I know we mentioned them in the past. I'm just not sure what we mentioned them for.
Well, we mentioned a lot of stuff, so it shouldn't be surprising. It's probably a safe bet to assume we've mentioned them at once upon a time. All right. Excuse me while I edit the doc by accident. All right. Next up, TT Combat, The White Lord.
So this is a single 28 mil scale miniature of a White Lord, so a vampire warrior or undead knight kind of miniature. Usually their pictures are good. But for this week's release, there's another one that I didn't mention, didn't put in the news. They are really oversaturated, which is sad because it kind of detracts from the miniature. It's less interesting to look at being so washed out.
It's so like monotone, right?
Yeah.
But looking at the picture, if you look at the detail level, the detail level's there, right? Like it's a really highly detailed model. It's really, really nice.
Mm. Like, yeah,
their paint job doesn't do much. It's like a zero contrast paint job.
Yeah. Well, I've sent to you a version that I tweaked in Photoshop to balance out the oversaturation, and it looks good. I really like the sculpting of it. The pose, the feel.
Yeah. I don't know how your picture looks so much better than theirs does.
Yeah. No, it so nice mini nice. And
really affordable.
Affordable too. Yeah. Their stuff is usually pretty affordable. They don't come with super complex big bases. It's just a plain base and a small model. So, but they are nice.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. That takes us to our crowdfunding stuff. And first up in the crowdfunding news is Blackgate Miniatures, 10mm Ogre Mammoth Riders.
So we mentioned Blackgate Miniatures in the past when they did their original 10mm Ogre Kickstarter. So they did a bunch of infantry. And this time they are coming back with Mammoth Riders. And they have already funded and I've also unlocked their first stretch goals, which are a bunch of new characters. So they unlocked faster than they planned, so they are even adding new stretch goals as they are planning new stretch goals to add to the campaign.
Nice. And you can add on the ogres from the previous edition, or previous Kickstarter, I should say.
Yeah, and
even so you can have them ship you, you know, a pile of stuff all at once.
Oh, yeah, you can get the an almost complete army right now. And especially the old stuff is at the original Kickstarter price, so you don't get disadvantaged by pledging now.
Yeah, that's a good deal. All right, let's look at the numbers. So they were looking for 500 British pounds. They're currently at 1,143 British pounds with 20 days to go. So they are fully funded. They've doubled what they wanted and there's still 20 days to go. So plenty of time to get some real good unlocks.
Yeah. It launched this morning. So
yeah, exactly. So barring something out of the ordinary, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on July 17th, 2017. Next up, Wargamer Game Studio Limited, Hot and Dangerous.
So this is a line of pinup in, historical or mostly historical, uniform from iconic units in the military history. So you have either Romans, you have French hussars and stuff like that. All different poses. They are resin miniatures and they come in two sizes. You can get them either in 28mm or in 54mm.
Yeah, I'm just looking at all the different models. They look really nice. They've got some really nice style to them. They're, you know, they're pin-up, but they're not not completely over-the-top pin-up.
No.
Yeah, I quite like them.
I would call them, like, British or U.S. pin-ups.
Yeah.
A bit more Puritan, but still having some cleavage.
Yeah, exactly. So, they were looking for $10,000. They're at 10,640, so they are fully funded with 24 days left to go. So this Kickstarter will complete on July 21st, 2017. Next up, Ouroboros Miniatures, Blood Peak Barbarians.
This they always get is... me.
Always get me.
This is a project for a pair of barbarian, a female and a male warrior. They are 54mm scale, based on like high fantasy version like Conan and stuff like that. Classical, super muscle, big breasted.
Scale male bikini. I mean,
yeah.
What more can you say? Super nice models. They look familiar and I don't really know why.
They were on Facebook earlier last week in the previews, and there were some snafu about the scantily clad female version. So you might have seen that pass during some people we know commented on it.
Oh, okay. I mean, scantily clad female barbarian, it's hardly a new thing.
Exactly, but that's what people were complaining about. So it's not a new thing. Why not make something new? And people were saying, it's my project. I can sculpt what I want.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
I will say one thing. While being scantily clad, she looks to be pretty well proportioned. So she doesn't have like a minuscule waist and completely over the top breasts. She seems well proportioned for her size. Again, I don't know how much sense a scale male bikini makes, but hey, it's the aesthetic, and if you like it, you like it, right?
Yeah, and it's not like the male version is fully armored either.
No, absolutely not. And he's well proportioned too, I find. I mean, he's obviously ripped because he's a male barbarian, but he looks better proportioned than a lot I've seen sculpted. All right, so what are the numbers? So they're looking for 2,500 euros. They're at 2,517. So they did fund, assuming no cancellations. But there's still 16 days to go for them to get some more funding. And if everything goes well, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on July 13th, 2017. And what do we got next? Firelock Games, Blood and Plunder. No Peace Beyond the Line.
So this is the first extension for Blood and Plunder. They are adding two new nationalities, the Dutch and the native Caribbeans people. They are also expanding like incomplete nations they had in the previous book. They are adding optional rules for bigger battle or with more than two player, a campaign set, new special characters, lots of new stuff.
New boats, Antoine.
Oh, yes, that's true. New type of boats, even a galleon, a giant, giant boat.
Yeah, that boat looks cool. I'm sure the price tag hurts, but that boat looks cool. Tons of stuff. And from all reports, it's a very good game.
Yes, I only heard good things about the game.
And I think other people would agree, because they were looking for $40,000. They're at $111,000, so they more than doubled what they needed, and what they needed was not a small amount. So kudos to them.
No.
There's 22 days left to go in the Kickstarter, and the Kickstarter should be fully funded on July 19th, 2017.
Just before we jump to the last one, the Galleon is really big, and it's also $189.
Yeah.
But it's really
It's a 28 mil galleon, right? It's going to be huge for the scale.
Four decks, four masts. Wow.
It's so an expensive nice. Model, but for what it is, it's priced appropriately, right?
Yes, I think so.
No question there. Now, I know I saw drawings. Is there actually a picture of the model?
Oh, yes. They have further down. You have a comparison of the price for the four new ships and their size.
Yeah, they're very cool. Very, very cool. All right. Enough about boats. Next up, and last for this week, Laren Miniatures, Vivictus Heroic 28mm Miniatures.
So, this is a small line of... I like how they mention it. You often see heroes in miniatures, but what about the people who were conquered and their family taken captive? So this is a line of slaves and prisoners.
It's so funny.
From a bunch of different races. So you get the human slave, elf, goblins, dwarves, everything you can see of different size. You have small ones, medium ones, and you even have jailers. So the people, the slavers...
Well, of course. I mean, you need to have the slavers. Yeah. It's an interesting idea. Like, especially see it being cool for, like, role-playing games and stuff.
Yeah, that's where I see it mostly.
Yeah, it's everything from imprisoned, like, goblins to skaven, or ratmen, whatever you want to call them, orcs. It's pretty cool. I'm not sure how many miniatures are in the line, but there seems to be quite a few different races.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The only sad thing about this project, I think, is it's on Indiegogo, and I think it's hurting them
Yeah. Because they're looking for 4,000 euros, and they're only at 190 euros.
Yeah.
So that's pretty painful, with 14 days left. So, the 10th? I guess it ends on the 10th of July?
Yeah, it's always a guess with the...
Well, 14 days, we're on the 26th, so... I would guess. I wish them luck. It's a neat idea. It's a neat line of minis. Hopefully it picks up. And I guess that's it for this week.
Yes, it is.
All right, Anton. Well, thanks again for all your hard work. Some really cool stuff in there. I'm now going to go and try to resist spending money at Wargame Exclusive. And, well, you know, it is my birthday, or was my birthday, so, and I haven't got myself anything yet. I could, you know, invest in a couple affordable boutique miniatures for fun and profit.
Pimp your ride.
Exactly. Oh, don't tempt me. Space Marines need a limousine. Just saying. Robute has to show up in a vehicle appropriate for his stature. All right, Antoine. I'll talk to you next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PR Filio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by Ladrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find the Game Crafter Official Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to the tabletop game print on demand company, The Game Crafter, and its growing community. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.